If somebody sat in a, let's say somebody sat right in front of an air conditioner all night and started to cough and get a fever and so on, you'd say he'd done what? If the medicine's still by, if somebody's sick and the medicine's still by alongside his bed, and you wonder why it's still there, you might ask him, well, why haven't you taken it? Okay. And he might say, well, it's just yesterday I took it. Okay. And if he had a fever and he began to sweat, you might say, well, all night long he
pulsed. With.
Okay. If you got an infection in your hand and it got one hand got bigger than the other, you say your hand
swollen.
So if somebody asks you what happened, well, my hand did what?
Swollen.
Let me see. And if a man was sick and he never recovered, then you say he'd done what?
He could never recover.
Yeah.
That.
Okay. There are other ways of saying that. Sort of. People have polite ways or ways of getting around saying that somebody.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Sort of crude ways. People have of saying the same thing, joking way.
Oh, he's knocked over.
Okay.
Kick the bucket.
Thing that people are buried in.
Okay.
And you might say he must have been an important man because everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Let me see. If a boy is seeing a lot of a girl, you say he's doing what?
Then we get lost in the cord.
Okay. Other words you'd use for that? That's Corton.
Dave.
Let me see. And what about if, well, then you'd say he's her.
Boyfriend.
And she's his.
Yeah.
And then after they've been going together for a while, they're likely to get
engaged.
Mm-hmm. And then after they've been engaged, they're going to get
married.
So boys going to school. Let's say he left home to go to school and he never got there, never showed up, you'd say he did what?
Cut.
Okay. Other ways of saying that?
Yeah. I didn't know.